In the midst of this ever-changing world, a world that is increasingly being wrecked by sin and strife, lust and greed, riot and war, I want to present to you today for your acceptance that which is unchangeable. It is sure, it is stable, it is satisfying. Is not this what my listening friend desires? Do I not hear you say, well, that's what we all need, or perhaps, better still, you personally desire, that's what I want? I'm sure that you realize with us all the futility of man's efforts to effect a change for the better. And alas, instead of the conditions becoming better, we are forced to admit that the Bible is true, that in these last days, things are waxing worse and worse. And yes, the deceiver is busy, Satan himself, and also our own hearts by nature, which deceive us. And oh, if there's one listening to my voice today who does not realize his need of a real change, God grant that he will speak to you through this word that we shall have before us. That the Spirit of God will take this word and make you realize that you are in need of a real change. A change of heart and life. A change that can be found for you only in the unchangeable one. The one that we want to present to you. Now this change will not be affected by any social reform, nor by any effort of your own, and certainly not by man's religion. Oh, it's not religion that you need, and it's not religion that I'm asking you to receive. I'm presenting to you the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me read, first of all, for you, and if you have your Bible handy, better still turn to the first chapter of Hebrews. Notice the Lord put before us here in this wonderful character as the unchangeable one and the unfailing one. Lord, thou in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest, and they shall as a vesture be folded up, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the one here who is both unchangeable and unfailing. He is the creator of all things. He laid the foundations of the earth. And his creation, which he created, is failing, waxing old. And is not this witnessed even in you, dear listening friend? Is not your hair graying? Are the lines forming in your face? Is your quick step as quick as it used to be? Oh, you know that you're hastening onward to eternity, and so are we all. And this only speaks to us of the necessity of the change that we need. And if you haven't experienced the new birth, which Jesus said is imperative, ye must be born again. Oh, we would today urge you to realize that you need this change more than anything else. It is imperative for your well-being that you have this change from death to life, from darkness to light, from sin to righteousness, from Satan to God. Now, there is only one that can produce this, and this is what you need. You need this change. And God wants you to have it. This change is found only in one. In Malachi chapter 3, this one is brought before us. In the 6th verse, you'll notice the speaker. For I am the Lord, or Jehovah. I change not. Yes, Jehovah is the one who desires you to be blessed. He sets himself forward as the unchanging one. Jehovah means the I Am. It's one of the names of God. And it is a name especially used in regards to his relationship with mankind. He is the one who ever was, who is, and who ever shall be. He knows no change. He is the one who has here to do with mankind in grace. And this is significant from the fact that we read, "Therefore ye sons of Jacob are not consumed." Who is Jacob? Why, Jacob is the one whose name means a cheat or a thief or a supplanter. Why, he is the one who shows guilt of the human heart. It's not Israel here, and it's not Abraham that he speaks of, it's Jacob. And this one who is unchangeable is the one who wants to do with you in grace, just as he dealt with Jacob in grace. You recall that he wrestled with Jacob, and he changed his name to Israel, a prince with God. Oh, how he would wrestle with you. And in fact, through his word and by his spirit, he does wrestle with you. He desires that you might be made to realize your guilt, that he might show his grace. And the grace of God which bringeth salvation to all men hath appeared to you. It's grace that you need. By grace ye are saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves, not of works, lest any man should boast. And in this unchangeable God, we have the grace that we need. This is held out to you. In Hebrews chapter 13, you'll notice, and verse 8, these words, "Jesus Christ the same, yesterday and today and forever." Jesus is the name that means Jehovah the Savior. We have presented to us here an unchangeable Savior. The Jehovah of the Old Testament is the Jesus of the New. Yesterday, today, and forever, he is the same. The yesterday takes us back into eternity. We hear him say to the Pharisees who questioned him, who did not believe on him, he said, "Before Abraham was, I am." Thus you notice, he declares himself to be what he truly is, the I Am, the Jehovah, the one who had no beginning, whoever was, who laid the foundation of the earth. And he is the one here who is presented to us as the same. He's the Savior. He's the one that you need. What a name is Jesus. Do you know him as that? Is he your Savior? Have you acknowledged him as such? The Christ, the appointed one, the anointed one, the Messiah, the Savior of the world. Do you know him? He is the same. Yesterday. And that yesterday, we have seen him coming into the world according to the appointed time of the Scriptures, born in Bethlehem, and there growing up amongst men, living amongst men, performing miracles to show that he was the one qualified to do the work for which he came. And we see him finally going to Calvary. And there is the Lamb of God, foreordained before the foundation of the world, taking up the question of your sin and settling it. On the cross, he said, "It is finished." Beloved listener, he died for you. He died to effect a change for you, to take you out of your sin, to put you in righteousness before God, to take you out of death, and to impart to you eternal life. He conquered death. On the third day he arose from among the dead, and he is now seated in the glory, a prince and a Savior. And from the glory he is speaking to you through his word, desiring that you should come to him. This unchangeable Savior wants to give you an unchanging salvation. Today he lives. Today he lives to keep and to care for all those who trust in him. Do you know him? You need him. How blessed it is to know that he ever liveth in the power of an endless life. And the tomorrow, what about it? The forever. Oh, the tomorrow is that when he shall come, and he shall take to himself all those that have trusted in him. He shall bear away to himself in the glory those whom he has redeemed. Will you be there? He's the same. When we gaze upon him, we'll see him as the one who ever was. We'll see him as the one who walked this scene, who died at Calvary. We're going to look at those wounds in his hands and be forever reminded of his death for us, his love for us. He lives today to keep us. and he's waiting for the time to come to take us to be with himself. Will you be in that glorious tomorrow with himself? Oh, God grant that you will. And he has sent forth, next you will notice, the Spirit of God, the unchangeable Spirit, to effect this change for you. In John chapter 14, we read of the unchangeable Spirit. We've had the unchangeable God. We've had the unchangeable Savior. Here we have the unchangeable Spirit. This is the person of the Spirit of God. I will pray the Father, Jesus says, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. You see, the Spirit of Truth was with the disciples, and he was in the world, convicting the world, and also by the power of the Spirit, miracles were performed, works were done, and he was with the disciples. But you notice, the Lord says he dwelleth with you, but he promises and shall be in you. The Holy Spirit of God today indwells the believer. As soon as you trust Christ as your Savior, the Spirit of God takes up his abode in you forever. He's the unchanging one. You may grieve him, but you cannot grieve him away. You are sealed unto the day of redemption. That's the security that you have in virtue of the work of Calvary. Because of the work and the presence of the Spirit of God in your very heart. Beloved friend, do you know this? Have you this unchangeable security? Safety in the Savior. Security in what he has done. And here we notice, he shall abide in you forever. Yes, the Spirit of God indwells you. You may quench him, but you cannot banish him. He's unchanging. And in the glory, what is he going to do? He is going to occupy us with praising the Savior for an eternity of praise. He is. But this is the unchanging Spirit of God. Now, he is in the world. He's convicting you if you're not saved. He wants to bring you to conviction and conversion through the Word of God. He uses the Word. And to the believer in whom he dwells, he takes the Word and makes it precious to us. He gives us an understanding of it. He brings forth the things of Christ. He glorifies Christ. This is his business. This is the unchangeable Spirit. Now, in 1 Peter chapter 1, we want to notice what God has given very specifically and concretely, the unchangeable Word of God for your faith to rest upon, for you to receive. We notice in verse 24 that all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. How true this is of man and everything that he is. He appears for a little time and he's gone. And what is the glory of man and the wisdom of man after all? It is that which falleth away. It soon withers. And you know, in contrast to the unchangeable Word, the unchangeable Word need never be rewritten. Men's works have to be revised. And many of them have to be discarded as useless, but not so the Word of God. This Bible from which we read is God's revealed truth from cover to cover. It's the Word of the Lord that endureth forever. And heaven and earth shall pass away. But Jesus said, my Word shall not pass away. The psalmist declares, forever, O Lord, thy Word is settled in heaven. This Word that we have here is the unchangeable Word. It has been the object of the attacks of critics, and yet it stands. It abides. It will never pass away. These are the words of Jesus. It's the Word of God that liveth and abideth forever. And dear friend, we read that this is the Word which by the gospel is preached unto you. What is the gospel? The gospel is God's good news. In this ever-changing world, we don't hear good news. It's all bad news. No matter from what part of the globe that we read of activity going on, it's bad news. And I believe God is seeking and speaking loud to the hearts of men today. Will you not listen? Will you not see the futility of men's efforts and the absolute hopelessness of this world and mankind apart from Christ? The gospel, however, tells us that there is hope, there is salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ, in the unchangeable God, in the unchangeable Savior. Through the pleading and the ministry of the unchangeable Spirit, through the word of the unchangeable God, this gospel, God's good news, is preached unto you. The gospel does not tell you what you must do, but tells you what God has done. The gospel tells us that Christ has died for your sin, that if you accept him as your Savior, you will have him as a substitute, and that he will be your eternal Savior in an unchanging salvation. The gospel tells you, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And the gospel also presents our final point to you of an unchangeable character, and that is the inheritance that God holds out to you. What a contrast to the best that earth provides. At best, the things of earth soon fade away. They pass away. And if not, we pass away from the things here. But beloved friend, God has an inheritance that is incorruptible. Nothing can cause it to deteriorate. That it is undefiled. Nothing can spoil. It can't be rusted away. And furthermore it says, and that fadeth not away. It can't be taken away from you. Thief cannot break through and steal it. What is this? This is what you need. This is the unchangeable possession that God wants you to have. It is that which is reserved in heaven for you. The Lord Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. He wants us with himself in the glory that will never fade. And eternity is before you, dear friend. And you're going to be either in eternal glory or in eternal hell. Oh, face up to the fact. And today, will you not allow the Spirit of God to use these scriptures to bring you in touch with the eternal God? To receive the eternal, unchangeable Savior as your own, the Lord Jesus Christ? Claim him as your own. Accept him by faith. If you believe on him, accepting him in your heart as the one who died for you, you will have everlasting life and an inheritance that cannot fade away. This is sure. This is the gospel of God's salvation. And it'll be reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God. God not only saves the one that trusts in him, gives him eternal life, but he keeps that one. He not only gives an inheritance and keeps an inheritance for those that believe in his Son, but he keeps that one for the inheritance. The Lord Jesus has us in his hands, and he says, no man can pluck them out of my hand. Rejoice in this, dear friend, and accept Christ as your Savior today, and have this unchangeable blessing, unchangeable Savior in this changing world.